Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's winter, and I'm dying for local greens. But there is an answer to this shortage. Candace Page writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press. She happened upon someone who espouses growing greens indoors in the frozen months. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Who is this prophet of indoor greens, and what's his basic message?
Well, this is Peter Burke of Callis, who is the author of a new book, relatively new book, Year-Round Indoor Salad Gardening. And his message is, we don't have to pay many dollars a pound to buy fresh greens during the winter. We can grow our own. And by greens, he means soil-sprouted sprouts. So these are different from the sprouts that you put in a mason jar and keep for a few days moist, and that these are greens that grow in soil on your windowsill and are productive enough that they really make a delicious salad.
You took a class with him. Tell us about that.
City Market offered a class with Peter, and he came with his whole system. He brought the soil and the containers and the seeds, and everyone in the class planted a little container according to his method. And then, of course, he brought fully grown greens, which he made into one of the best salads I've ever tasted. So it was both a practical class, but also inspirational.
What kind of commitment does somebody have to make to use this system?
Well, it's a relatively small financial commitment. You can get started for $50, and if you're looking at a winter's worth of greens, he says you'll average out on the high side at about $2 a pound for the greens that you produce, and that is much, much less than you would pay in the store for real sprouts. The commitment I think that you really have to think about is it's a system. Each day you plant some seeds in a container that's covered with damp newspaper and put in a dark place where it stays for 7 days. Then you bring it out into the light. You don't need artificial light. These do great in a sunny windowsill or even a not-so-sunny windowsill. But then the next day, you're going to plant more, or every other day, you're going to plant more, so that after about 8 days, you'll start having a steady supply. So if you travel a lot, this is not going to work for you. Consistent time commitment, modest financial commitment.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing growing indoor greens. Candy, what kind of supplies does somebody need to pull off growing these greens?
Well, that's the great part of this. You really don't need any extraordinary supplies. For example, you don't need artificial light. Burke uses, as his planting container, disposable aluminum pans. They're called the half loaf size. They're incredibly inexpensive. Into those, you're going to put a mix of potting soil, compost, and a fertilizer like sea kelp. So what he does is he has a big plastic container, you know, one of those big plastic boxes you can buy for your Christmas ornaments.
Right.
And he keeps his soil in that. And then you mix it at a certain ratio. You fill up, let's say, 5 of these containers. And then you plant your seeds. Obviously, you need the seeds, radish seeds, pea sprouts, broccoli, and put them in a dark, fairly warm place. A kitchen cupboard works. And really, that's it. After 5, 6, 7 days, you take them out, you put them in the light, and you wait another few days, and you harvest.
So I don't need little tiny rakes and hoes to get this done? Little tractor?
You don't.
And how productive is the system?
If you stick with the program, so to speak, and you consistently plant, what you get is about 14 ounces of sprouts a day. Now, these sprouts are pretty tall, and they've got bigger leaves than the sprouts that you would get if you were using the glass jar method. So you're going to get about 14 ounces, which is enough to make a salad for 4. So very productive compared to other ways of growing greens in the winter.
What are his recommendations on the seeds you can use?
Well, he puts out a starter pack that includes 5 seeds. The 2 easiest to grow are peas and sunflower seeds that we're all familiar with. And sunflower seeds in particular, I think, produce a sprout that is crunchy and sweet. The combination of pea and sunflower is just wonderful. But then he also includes buckwheat, broccoli, and radish. Now, radish, of course, is going to add a little spice, and so that's understandable. I was surprised about broccoli, but Burke describes it as one of these superfoods, that there is so much nutrition packed in to a broccoli sprout, much more than in a head of broccoli. So that has become a standard that he grows. And then buckwheat is also very prolific, easy to grow. This combination, he grows all five, so he'll have one little container of each planted each day so that his salad is a mixture. And then there are others that he adds from time to time, many from the cabbage family, Chinese cabbage, kohlrabi, and of course that's going to add some different colors as well to your salad.
And other than in salads, any ideas of how these greens can be used?
Well, Burke's book includes recipes, and one of the ones that looks really good to me is Chinese-style pea shoots sautéed in a wok with garlic and spices.
Have you been doing it?
Well, I was traveling, so I haven't started yet, but I interviewed a number of the people who took the class. This was right after Christmas, and most of them said, well, I'm going to start after Christmas because I was away. But one family already had started and was really enjoying the process. So I think Burke's proselytizing is working.
I love it. Candace Page writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
And thank you for having me, Rick.